New understanding of physics of M. Planck's quantum, and as consequence new perception of quantum physics, including physics of a field, radiation in elementary particles. Is less than redacted is greater than, the colonel, candidate of military science, left angle bracket mail to colon redacted at post dot right angle bracket table of contents introduction. 1. About new interpretation of the plan to Euro trademark S constant and new perception of quantum physics, including physics of a field, radiation in elementary particles. 2. Radio and other electromagnetic waves, ML. Principle of radio waves propagation. 3. Light and ML of other ranges. 4. Chemistry. Falsification of the periodic law and periodic table of elements of D.I. Mendeleev. 5. State of affairs with fundamental particles. 6. Graviton and gravitation. 7. Physics. Replacement of Newton Euro trademark S classical physics by Einstein Euro trademark S general theory of relativity. About vacuum and an ether. 8. About substitution of the general direction of scientific thought summary. Introduction. The matter is that from the beginning of 20th century replacement of a paradigm of scientific thought has been made as a whole, from the true knowledge founded in a recognition of the God and his wisdom when creating the world, from the absolute truth recognizing the God as a world and life source, from absoluteness of Newton's space and time the world, including scientific world, has passed to the thought of general principle of relativity, to universal relativism, denying both the absolute in the form of the God, and the absolute in the form of physical, philosophical, world outlook and moral categories, to negation of absolute in all areas of sciences, outlooks, philosophies, and life as a whole. Point. Thin, artful and crafty transition from the divine wisdom shown in beauty and harmony of the world, of all laws of the universe to a materialistic, atheistic science has skillfully been made from an absoluteness principle to a general relativity. Thus they had to be engaged in distortions of real physical sense of many base physical concepts and categories, including concepts of a matter, space, time, weights, quantum. As the main tool of this disgusting process they have selected mathematics and mathematical pretentiousness, that makes physics practically disabled to be able to understand by most people, replaces clear physical sense by huge formulas, a tensors a identical transformations and different abstruse functions. Difficulty in an exposition and in understanding of basic processes and concepts of the quantum physics also has urged me to search clear physical sense in all this complex science, where there are tens, hundreds names of the most outstanding physicists of the present. But, I make bold to assert, that all processes and the world phenomena should have enough precise physical meaning and logic. Should be something physical in the physics. About new interpretation of the plan to Euro trademark S constant and new perception of quantum physics, including physics of a field, radiation in elementary particles. If at once and shortly about the physics of to what I have come is the following, Planck's constant, as the basic constant of quantum physics, as a whole is not got obviously in understanding fully. Physical meaning of it is simple, but has enormous value for some reconsideration of all quantum physics. The fact is that physical meaning of Planck's constant is an energy of a photon at 1 Hz frequency, energy of one wave oscillation and equivalent, to this one oscillation, the minimum particle, that is corpuscles. This value is constant for the quantum physics. Frequency of oscillations can be different from radio waves to gamma radiation, but energy in one, in any fluctuation, is strictly fixed. This energy also gives elementary oscillator to an electromagnetic wave, ML, in one oscillation. Planck's constant H equals 4.135 × 10⁻¹⁵ s. Since one electron volt corresponds to mass 1.78 × 10⁻³⁶ kilograms, then we have H equals 7.36 × 10⁻¹⁹ kgs. This mass can be treated as a mass, or integrated mass, of one ML oscillation, which an object radiates. This is mass of individual quantum of Planck radiated by an object. It is possible to name it a elementary quantum of Planck, DK-47 to aviation coupled or multi-barreled quick-firing machine guns. And the more is frequency, the more is rate of fire, the more of mass is radiated within time unit, in a second namely. This is also a subtle matter, a pervasive matter. It also is the physical carrier of a subtle matter. Increasing frequency of radiation, we move on a spectrum from radio waves, small frequencies and, accordingly, small energy, through visible light, X-rays to hard gamma radiation, FK6X1019 and energy K0, 1 eV. That is already here, in interpretation of the electromagnetic radiation, in interpretation of physics of this extremely widespread phenomenon, we see absolutely another, the abstract wave, namely a stream of elementary quanta of Planck, is not emitted, but the stream of these elementary particles does. Any quantum of them, big and small, photons, etc., and elementary particles, are a stream of these elementary particles, a stream of elementary quanta of Planck. This is a know-how, which is offered, but not only this. The physicists considered gamma radiation as more similar to a stream of corpuscles, to a stream of particles, rather than to a stream. It is clear, the reason thereof is multiplexing of an elementary quanta stream, x, of Planck. Following this logic, the further increase in frequency, shortening of wavelength, unequivocally leads to more multiplexing of the X and hard wave actually turns into a particle. But, by implication, according to initial sense, the essence of processes, this formation is a wave, as a Planck's quanta stream with different intensity, though denser even the superdense. Moving further on a spectrum with frequency increase, with multiplexing of these elementary quanta of Planck, we progressively come to new quantum formations, to elementary particles in full spectrum, that is to electrons, muons, mesons, protons, etc. Here we see in this essence of quantum as moving portions of Planck's quanta with different intensity is, most likely, quantum duality. It is a particle or rather set of particles with certain intensity of radiation and integrated mass and a wave, as consequence of time varying intensity of particles, sinusoidal envelope. The more frequency, the more intensity of particles, and the more energy of quantum. Here the formula of energy d bullet equals mc2 is valid. The mass traveling at a speed of light defines energy of quantum of any radiation, kinetic energy. For atoms, its nucleuses and electrons composed of these particles, quanta, to this is, probably, formula of potential energy. These reasonings basically are true for graviton, gamma rays, and radio antennae waves. In other words, primary substance that is tiniest particles of which it consists is radiated in an ether, in space. About electron. Its mass is 9.1 x 10 to 31 kilograms, energy 0.11 eV x 1.78 x 10 to 36 kilograms. Its euro equivalent euro wavelength is known minus 3.86 x 10 to 13 meters and also equivalent frequency of mu minus 7,77 x 1020 hertz. But, it is not so much a particle with properties of a wave, as a wave with properties of a particle. This fundamental change of accents is essence of the offered innovation or know-how. Proton has a mass 938.24 meV or 1836.1 me, wavelength 2.1 x 10 to 16 m, and frequency, as a part of mu, is 1.42 x 1024. That's it, because M radiations and elementary particles have one quantum wave nature, these mutual transformations, both emissions and absorption of particles happen within nuclear processes so easily and peacefully. These both emissions and absorption are carried out strictly dosated, per quantum, but big, massive quantum. These big quanta also are an essence of a photon, though it's true, it is very tiny quantum, and electron, positron, and a particle alpha, and neutrino, muon, and meson. Gradation of these particles quite strict and quite defined, only these levels, according to mass, of the organizations, and no others. These masses are known, except a photon and neutrino, because modern physics considers that these particles fly, not having a mass. This is nonsense, isn't it? Any of them have mass which can be easily calculated. The atom emits a photon, an electron, a positron, a neutron turns to a proton emitting at the same time both electron and a neutrino. This became possible and ordinary, since any elementary particle has the same quantum wave nature. This process goes only under schemes and procedures, provided in advance. This process is strictly regulated. So, as well as in biology, all processes are determined by the process program, DNA of process. If there is in the nature this program of evolution and transformation, process is released, under certain conditions. If it is not provided by the creator in advance, this will not occur. All these fruitless and money-losing searches of new particles in the LHC are profanation of the question. The stablest particles, most fundamental, have also unlimited term of life, photon, neutrino, and the neutrino, electron, positron, proton and the proton. The same is true only partly for a neutron. These programs, these anuclear do not provide any evolution in mutual transformation of particles with formation of their characteristic properties, a charge, a spin, polarization and many other things, that is all of them. Having examined the approach and the principle, we will address to details. We will shortly examine full range of EMO, from radio waves up to gamma waves. And further we will examine elementary particles and gravitation. 2. Radio waves and other EMO. Radio waves propagation principle. In up-to-date physics of radio waves propagation there is no clearness and logic because of approach in physics to process set forth above. Any textbook assert roughly the same. As an example in textbook of a radio waves propagation up by V.P. Chernyshov and D.I. Schiemann, 1973 is stated. Of a substance and a field as common properties, since they represent various forms of existence of one matter. The electromagnetic field, EMF, has energy and mass same as substance. The latter is proved by Rubinov, who has measured pressure of light. In other words, authors state that EMF has, has a Massachusetts. Further, they write that the current in a conductor generates a variable magnetic field round itself, and that, in turn, electric field and so on, one field generates another, and A being self-sustained, they are advancing at a speed of light. It would seem, all is clear and no need to reason especially further. But further, they, as well as other authors, describe Fresnel's zone colon each point of a front of an radiating wave is a source of a new secondary circular wave what follows from Huygens's principle of. But, what points can wave front have? Authors write, that A the basic feature of wave process, and, in particular, electromagnetic wave, is ability to transfer energy without carrying over substance A. That is the way it is, and the carrier does not exist. Do you think there is here no contradiction? In the one hand, simple, clear self-sustaining radiation, and in other hand, as though a transmission of energy from one material point to another. In the one hand the author asserted that electromagnetic field has a mass, and in the other hand it seems has not. So, self-sustaining or transferring? There is a mass or not? And in outer space? Who and to whom, and what will transfer? It's clear only one, there is no clearness in the mechanism of waves propagation. It seems, what has been noticed above, that EMO is a radiation, and as radiation it propagates from an external source using an expanding initial energy. This is like an electron, proton or neutrino flow. Since EMO is a flow of quanta of EMO, Planck's elementary quanta flow with different intensity, with envelope in the sinusoidal form of transferring frequency. Wave-like behavior of envelope determines its wave properties, reflection, absorption, and propagation in the medium, and superposition. These properties are shown when they meet obstruction or surface. Therefore, radio waves go to outer space as a quanta flow, as flow of particles. In the air they are fading because they interact with molecules of air. In general, EMO propagation process is practically inexplicable marvel and requires yet to be examined and understood in full. In this connection, one author, physicist Drothamovity.I, expert in area of radiating aerials, writes in article A Essence and the Mechanism of Radiation of Electromagnetic Waves, that our explanation of the mechanism of radiation is incredibly simple. The field comes to movement around a dipole of Hertz under force of ampere arising between displacement current J in environment surrounding the aerial and conduction current I in conductor of the aerial. A Hertzian dipole create a field, that is perturbed E for this phrase has some contradiction, whether there is an interaction with environment and there are displacement currents in the environment or not and A field, that is the perturbed ether, is created by a dipole itself a point. Perhaps, there are not any A displacement currents A. The question is very difficult and basic. It seems, that these displacement currents are only assumption of Maxwell he made to explain or to find out, through inventing of virtual currents, comprehensible mechanism of radiation. Sooner it's not so, and radiation has the same nature, as well as heat radiation in M. Planck's experiences. Where, since literature said, that a introduction of electric displacement and a displacement current into Maxwell's equations has made it to be possible to describe electromagnetic waves a. This phrase is extremely important. Introduction of a displacement current is not a real existence thereof. More likely indeed. Further, a light represents electromagnetic waves propagating over enormous distances from stars, galaxies, metagalaxies. Hence, according to Maxwell, whole outer space is filled by medium in which electric displacements take place. In physics of the 20th century, the vector of electric displacement B, which in equations Maxwell plays a fundamental role, has received a new name, an electric induction. The concept of electric displacement didn't die in 20th century physics, and has been renamed. Maxwell in different places of his titles gives different names to the world environment, so-called aero avacuum aero, an ether, an electromagnetic medium. Let's underline, the electromagnetic medium, instead of an electromagnetic field, as in the physics of the 20th century. As electromagnetic medium, Maxwell understands environment, in which all electromagnetic processes are going on. In the 20th century, this medium was ignored, but concept of an electromagnetic field was declared. If the ether has a molecular structure, the grouping of molecules should maintain the same type and a configuration of groups should be changed slightly only during movement zero. Hence, the approach based on displacement currents assumes presence of an ether in the outer space. And if these currents do not exist, logical question arises, whether there should be a material carrier of quantum energy. After all, any wave is a movement of particles, isn't it? Whether a wave can practically exist without the carrier, without particles, which are forming the wave? Or in other words, whether a wave can exist only in the form of external sinusoidal envelope? After all, both sea and air waves have physical filling and their sinusoids are only a visible, external part. Today's state-of-art physics do not submit any vehicle for the whole range of EML spectrum, as the electromagnetic field does not exist. A wave is, a field is, but they are filled by nothing. A thin curved ribbon only propagates in air and in outer space. Or what are your trademark S? The Internet and Wikipedia. You will not find their definition of an electromagnetic field. But, the perturbation of an electromagnetic field propagating in space is called as an electromagnetic wave. An electromagnetic field of motionless or uniformly moving charged particles inseparably linked with these particles, at the accelerated movement of particles the electromagnetic field comes often and begins exist independently in the form of electromagnetic waves. Point. Thus the modern physics has not the physics. Field comes off and the end. As you may see, that all what set forth above does not reveal essence of the field and ML. Flow feebleness. Let's come back to M. Planck. In the special books it is said, that he has proved, that a oscillator of a radiating object with frequency if interchanges of energy with an electromagnetic field not perpetually, but as if by steps, obtaining and losing the energy by discrete portions, by quanta, each of which is equal to product HF. But, even in this statement there is a fundamental detail, as well as in a case with Maxwell, so oscillator radiates out its energy, or gives out its energy to medium. In it the essence, if it radiates only, it does not need a medium, but if it exchanges, medium is necessary. Where is the truth? Sooner it radiates, the energy quantum is radiated out, and does not exchange energy with environment. Blackbody radiates quanta on elementary waves of an infrared range. That is why the radio tubes are evacuated to avoid interference of air with the movement of electrons and ions. Gamma quanta flows from the anode are radiated out easily flying through vacuum. Most likely an ML is formed in the aerial, but not in the environment. Most likely and photons fly through the discharged ether of outer space, as well as electrons fly through vacuum of a lamp from cathode to anode. Facing glass, that is solid medium, photons excite atoms and electrons, and further move ahead by consecutive transmission of light energy from atom to atom depending on properties of the material. The purer glass, the less fading, and we can say that a photon of light flies through the transparent glass or wave passes without fading. What answer can we draw from this? The answer is, ML propagates in the medium or in vacuum, as a particle's flow, as a quanta stream, Planck's elementary quanta. Also there are no either processes with displacement currents, or processes of a self-maintained induction, that is, where electric altering field generates a magnetic field, and vice versa. These fields, sooner, are born simultaneously in aerials, in conductors with currents and is radiated out, as flows of specific particles, quanta with the specific characteristics. These flows excite current on crossing conductors, that is induce electromotive force. This sounds, of course, a little unusually. But, most likely, it's true. I was trying to give some reasons for it. The Internet, Aero Planck's discovery serves as a basis for of the wave theory of the matter dealing with wave properties of elementary particles and their combinations. From Maxwell's theory it is known that the light beam with energy d bullet carries an impulse b, which equal to d bullet slash n. If to consider light quanta as a particles, each of which has energy hf, it is reasonable to assume that each of them has an impulse b, which equal to hf slash c. The fundamental ratio connecting wavelength L with frequency n and a speed of light c looks like c equals fluid. In 1923, postgraduate student Louis de Broglie has come out with the assumption that not only the light, but also any form of a matter has the hyperlink http://wikipedia.org/wiki/wave%e2%80%93particle_duality/o/wavia/particle/duality/wavia/particle/duality expressed by equations d bullet equals hf and b equals h/l/a/s. So, these last formulas express essence of ML as particles having a mass with an impulse and energy. I shall repeat, as particles. But the duality in this understanding is duality purely external, formal. Real duality, that is true in the essence of processes, both ML and elementary particles are a flow of tiny particles, quanta, Planck's elementary quanta, radiated with different intensity, with different frequency. This different frequency imparts property of a wave to this particle's flow. In comparison with light photons, these Planck's quanta flow of radio waves are extremely discharged. Frequency range of radio waves 104 to 1011. Their energy is small because of low frequency, and makes less than 1 electron volt. The aerial creates an electromagnetic field which is radiated into space. This field is Planck's quanta flow, forming specific electro and magnetic fields. So, whether ML needs intermediate medium to propagate by such approach? It turns out that answer is no. 3. Light and ML of other ranges. Let's talk shortly about waves, I mean electromagnetic waves. Here their spectrum, radio waves, frequency in Hertz, from 104 up to 1011, wavelength in meters from 103 up to 10 to 2, microwaves, F equals from 109 up to 1011, L equals from 10 to 4 up to 10 to 6, infrared waves, F equals from 1012 up to 1. 14, L equals circa 7.4×10⁷, visible spectrum, F equals from 1015 up to 1016, L equals from 7.6×10⁷ up to 3.8×10⁷, ultraviolet waves, F equals from 8×1014 up to 3×1016, L equals from 4×10⁷. Up to 1×10⁷, X-rays, F equals from 3×1016 up to 8×1019, L equals from 10⁷ up to 16×12, gamma rays, photons of the high energy, F equals 6×1019, L equals from 10⁻¹, 10⁻¹, further, probably, 3R. Gravitational waves, waves of human thoughts, waves of human prayers, which quanta reach the addressee instantly. It is necessary to search for them. Ether waves require separate discussion, but too, with reference to representation of essence of ML, electromagnetic fields, lines of force, photons, gamma quanta, electrons etc., as set forth above. Today all agree that the mass of a moving photon is more than zero, but how much exactly? What is carrier of mass? Silence. It is clear as day that, if there is the mass, carrier of it should be too. But, they write and spread everywhere that the photon has no mass. This is a deceit. On the one hand, they affirm that mass of a photon is more than zero, and in the other hand write everywhere that it equal to zero. It is rubbish. It is known that mass of a photon is circa 4,424×10⁶ kilograms. The mass of a photon in electron volts is 2,481 eV. Hence, 1 eV equal to 1,78×10⁶ kilograms. Knowing mass of a photon and its speed, it is easy to calculate pressure, which flow of photons exerts upon any surface. Flow of Planck's quanta, making a photon, as well as other ML, exerts pressure upon a surface. And this was proved also by P. and Lebedev's experiment. In textbooks and books some try to interpret this effect wrongly. If experiments showed that the photon is a particle, it is reasonable to continue a logic chain and to define what the mass of these particles. According to the law of conservation of momentum, a momentum of object is equal to a momentum of absorbed photons. Therefore object at rest begins to move. Change of momentum of object means, according to Newton's second law, that force acts upon objects. These experiments confirmed existence of a mechanical momentum of light, that is the light as a mass. Since this was difficult to explain, they confined themselves to calculation and induction in Lorentz's force. But, whence are these phenomena in strong insulators? Again profanation. So, Mr. Physicists, what is the carrier of mass of light according to both Legbadevira trademark S and Photofact experiments? Who can give the reasonable answer? Moreover, if we would examine solar elements and battery, where the photoeffect is called forth by a photon giving rise to forming electrons and holes in semiconductor beginning moving to poles plus sign or, after they received kinetic energy from a photon, we could see the process inverse to process of light generation in lamp caused by potential difference. It is known that indivisibility, integrity and durability of the atom, as a basic brick of the world, are assured by a perpetual exchange of photons between electrons and atomic nucleus. This continuous flow of photons and its circulation, that is electromagnetic interaction, is one of basic phenomena in the nuclear physics. Most likely this perpetual circulation provides stability and durability of atom as a base of material world. An essence of atom, as it has been noted above, in the quantum wave nature of electron, protons and neutrons. This quantum wave generality allows photons, and not only them, easy to fly through atom. But today, everybody prefers to withhold these fundamental phenomena and processes. I mean, that there are the photons in atom very much. These photons jump out outside, when atom undergoes external influence. It is, perhaps, not obligatory, that electrons should change its orbit to generate photon. For a while this is not so important. The mass of a photon is circa 4.424 × 10⁶ kg. If we divide this value of Planck-Euro trademark S elementary quantum by H equals 7.36 × 10�51 kg force, then we can see that photon contains circa 6×1014 of Planck-Euro trademark S elementary quanta. The photon of an ultraviolet range carries energy in d degree sign 124 eV, that accord with 2.50 × 10⁾ kg. This photon contains circa 3.4×1016 of Planck-Euro trademark S elementary quanta. The photon of X-rays, from 124 up to 120,000 eV, that is the mass is circa 2.1×10⁹ kg. This photon contains circa 2.8×1019 of Planck-Euro trademark S elementary quanta. The photon of gamma ray emission carries energy up to several MeV. By 1 MeV the mass is to be 1.78×10⁷ kg. That is energy grows proportionally to mass, penetration capability grows to euro, oh, if G quantum energy is more than 1.02 MeV, electron-positron pairs can be produced in electric field of nucleus euro. The mass of electron and positron is 2×9.1×10⁹ kg, that is 1.82×10⁰ kg. Hence, indeed, gamma quantum mass energy is more than 1.02 MeV, or, if to be precise mass of gamma quantum is equal to formed pair of electron-positron. It all fits. Otherwise, what these masses arise from, if it was not available in initial components? Who will give an answer to the question asked above, if it was an ambiguously determined, that photon is particle having a mass, what is a carrier of this mass of a photon? That is why transformation of gamma photons into electron and positron is possible. Both electron and positron have a euro on a sibly a euro mass, a mass of euro over elementary euro particles of initial gamma quanta, which are bunched and closely packed. Hence, if we are moving on frequency scale upward, electromagnetic wave becomes more dense and obtains more and more properties of particle. Energy of its quanta, penetration and ionization capabilities rise. So, we can see gradual multiplexing and smooth transformation of mu into a euro-ospited bulk a euro of electrons, mu leptons, pi incandescens, protons and neutrons, hyperons and baryons. If any mu is particle flux, Planck-Euro trademark S elementary quanta flow with different intensity, electrons, protons, and other elementary particles are mu2, no traveling wave, but strong multiplexed and standing wave. This is like solid spring, the more massive elementary particles, the more spring is tightening. This confirms intranuclear researches in search of quarks, in framework of which quarks were not found out, but instead of quarks standing waves were found. Euro, oh, as a result of experiments on quarks dispersion instead of quarks standing electromagnetic waves were observed. Euro researchers from the LHC write this. For chemistry. falsification of the periodic law and periodic system of elements of D.I. Mendeleev. What we can see in modern chemistry. It turns out that world official chemistry distorted basic foundation of chemical and physical knowledge, misrepresenting even Mendeleev's table to substitute true scientific paradigm of humanism, enlightenment and social advantage in natural sciences for a paradigm of permanent relativity in the form of pseudo-scientific general relativity theory broken bar what is now teaching in schools and universities under the name a periodic system of chemical elements of D.I. Mendeleev is a flagrant forgery. Last edition of a distorted, true Mendeleev's table was issued in 1906 in St.-Petersburg, the textbook of Basics of Chemistry, edition 8. Only after 96 years of oblivion for the first time Mendeleev's original table rises from ashes thanks to the publication of a dissertation in Russian Physical Thoughts Journal of Russian Physical Society broken bar the main distortion of the table is the carrying over of zero group of table in final position in full evisceration. We would like to underline that such, only at first sight, harmless manipulation is logically explainable only as deliberate elimination of the main methodological section of Mendeleev's discovery. The periodic table in the beginning, that is in the top left part of the table, should have zero group and a zero family, where the element the DNA, as Mendeleev named, Newtonium, was arranged, that is a world fundamental element, the most initial particle, and element Y, a coronium, was arranged lower. Moreover, being unique backbone element of the whole table of derivative elements, this element the DNA is argument of the whole table of Mendeleev. Carrying over of zero group of the table to final position destroys the very idea of this fundamental principle of the elements system, as Mendeleev conceived it himself. Tn, which is brick of the whole universe. By this first, zero, column D.I. Mendeleev joined together visible world, the world of atoms with the fundamental principle world, with the subtle matter of elementary fundamental particles into a whole. Mendeleev wrote, but at the present time, when there can be no doubt that the hydrogen group is preceded by the zero group composed of elements of less atomic weights, it seems to me impossible to deny the existence of elements lighter than hydrogen. Point. Let us first consider the element in the first series of the zero group. It is designated by Y. It will evidently exhibit all the fundamental properties of the argon gases. Point broken bar it is evident that coronium with a density of about 0.2 should have less density and atomic weight than hydrogen. This element Y is necessary to find mentally an approach to key element, that is Y, which is most rapid element and ellipsis point 0. Would like to name a preliminary Newtonium in honor of immortal Newton. Thus Mendeleev said not about an ether, but about the smallest particle of a matter, as about fundamental base of a matter. From time immemorial other outstanding scientist, Torricelli, 1608-1647, echoes to D.I. Mendeleev, energy is quintessence of such subtle nature, that cannot be in any other vessel, as only in the innermost substance of material things. Reasonable and important question arises, what is the rights? Whether there is in the nature an element, which is fundamental base of a material world, and what is its nature, that is essence. These questions concern the very depths of basics of a material world, in the world of elementary particles and the world of quantized spectrum as a whole from radio to gravitational waves, to waves of thoughts, to the fundamental, X waves. Official physics has no answers, especially in no uncertain terms. Their answer is evasive. Today physicists search for this initial particle of the world by means of atomic accelerators and colliders, but cannot find up to date, therefore they create particles themselves. They have not the ether, but have something like physical vacuuma, in a form of lowest energy state of particle fields. Tn is already well known in Planck's elementary quantum. It just forms any EML, it is the ground of the universe, from radio waves, through photons of visible light, X and gamma rays to elementary particles, neutrinos, electrons, protons and etc. It was already partially said above. By the way, D.I. Mendeleev, as well as the vast majority of outstanding scientists of the world, has come to a firm conclusion, that the universe, result of the design and the plan of the Creator. He is the genius, not like we, misters. 5. About a state of affairs with fundamental particles. The state is catastrophic. Distortion of the truth, absurdity and arbitrariness, so state looks like. The state of affairs with genetics is the same. For over 100 years they have been unsuccessfully questing for evolution. That is what cannot exist under genetics laws, under heredity laws, and here they search for what cannot be under fundamental laws of physics. For example, Higgs boson. It seems, so that is simply extreme nonsense. Conscience and intellect have abandoned this world, this area of a science became absolutely contractual science. For example, electron. It is a unique particle. If electron according to today's representations is an indivisible particle, how it arises from a strong photon? We all know that electron arises, together with a positron, but if it is indivisible, how it arises? Today they say that electron appears actually from nothing and at once in the form of a particle. Initial material, that is photon, has no weight. Who can explain where in this case electron and positron take a weight? Say me please, academicians and doctors. Similarly, where and how disappears weights of electron and a positron during annihilation? It was, wasn't it? Was. So, where is it now? Where the real weight has got to? Official books do not explain it. They write any rubbish, since there is no understanding of true processes. There are no physicists in the modern physics. It for a long time had thrown out, and had replaced ersatz and fakes, costume jewelry. Today the world of elementary particles is the world of virtual particles and phantoms, the world of short-term artifacts without prototypes in the nature. This is the world of dangerous GMO instead of natural products. Such representation, in particular, of electron, in the form of very dense set of quantity n, the offered model well explains also the wave nature of electron. It consists of particles, of Planck's elementary quanta, but they are packed very densely. Moving on an orbit, electron is being a little bit unpacked, getting spreaded, stretched and moves, as a wave of structured sequence tn, particles actually in the form of strong photon. It can be spreaded only in the case that electron is sequence of particles with different intensity. That such view of electron is described by the Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which connects uncertainty of values of coordinate ellipsis points and conjugated with it components p and ellipsis points of momentum p. That is, here the object is considered still, as a particle having both coordinate and momentum, but not quite certain, that is spreaded away. That is why today electron is depicted in spherical or elliptic orbit. In so doing this principle is not clear what the observer needs to know where is now electron for. What for? This is also vanity. We need to know only in orbit. Most often, especially in the simplified statements of principles of quantum mechanics, uncertainty relations are interpreted as restriction on experimentally achievable accuracy of measurement of characteristics of the quantum objects caused by inadequacy standard devices to the purposes of quantum measurements. This confusing interpretation reflects complexity of understanding how to measure quantum, whether this is a wave, whether this is a particle. An ellipsis points, representing a wave package with the wave numbers within the range of dk, are fair to the same basic ratio. Tn in the modern physics from the word go, as well as there is no M Planck's elementary quantum. They are like a piece of physical flotsam for a long time, not being understood depth of their thoughts yet in the beginning of 20 centuries have dumped, therefore till now physicists devote their research to what that was found out for a long time. Whether it is paradox. Electron is, in a way, top particle of M range as a whole, from radio to gamma waves, and further, probably, to gravitational waves. Electron represents Planck's most strongly packed quanta, that transforms it into a particle with mass 9.1 x 10 to 31 kilograms, orbit radius 2.8 x 10 to 15, and a wave equivalent, with wavelength 3.86 x 10 to 13 meters. If to continue this logic further, we can see after electron a lot of particles. We can see perpetual consolidation of waves, transformation M into point masses, neutrino, electron, mu lepton, plancanesson, proton and neutron, hyperion and baryon. We may say that any elementary particles supplement continuum spectrum. Hence, keep particles, electrons, protons, neutrons, quarks, if they really are, and those particles, which provide density of atomic nucleus by a regular and strong mutual stream, a mutual exchange of photons, pions, kamesons and gluons, if the latter really exists, consist of dense M. Certain wavelength and frequency can correspond to each of these particles, neutrino, It is considered that energy of neutrino is not less than 0.28 eV, that gives weight in 5×10⁻³⁷ kilograms, that is, this makes about 500,000th of electron mass, what is close to weight of a photon, but probably 10 times less weight of a photon. It is no mere chance, great De Broglie has created so-called a neutrino theory of light, as the Dirac particles of which the photon consists. De Broglie considered neutrino photons, mass 4.0×10⁻³ kilograms, electrons, mass 9.1×10⁻³ kilograms, muons, mass 206.7 me, bions, mass 273.2 me, kemeson, mass 966 me, protons, mass 1836.1 me, neutrons, mass 1838.6 me, hyperons, mass circa 2340.0 me. It is calculated that wavelength of electron is 3.86×10⁻¹⁴, of a kemeson is 1.46×10⁵, of a proton is 2.1×10⁶ meters E. Thus whole EML spectrum, whole electromagnetic field range and any elementary particle set forth above has the same basic element, Planck's elementary quantum. They differ only in packing density of these elementary quanta, in power and intensity of the flow, in amplitude, and other specific characteristics of structurization, spin, charge. That is, here we see transition from quantity, flow frequency, to quality of quantum, gradual transition from a wave to a particle. Quarks. A quarks are point particles up to scale about 0.5 a middle dot 10 a circumflex x and 19 m, that approximately in 20,000 times less than size of a proton. Thus the proton is again empty stadium, as well as atom. It is only emptiness, both literally and figuratively. The internet. A Euro office implies that the model of quarks is not definitive, but some intermediate theory of the hadron structure. In the other hand, experiments showed quarks, as point, less than 10 to 18, unstructured formations inside of hadron, though hadron has radius of an order of 10 to 15 meters. In this case, what should fill the space inside of hadron, and whether it should be supposed as almost completely empty. It is supposed that quarks should be surrounded by clouds of virtual quark anti-quark pairs. The same concerns gluons, thereby idea of quark and gluon vacuum are introduced. It turns out that hadrons are filled substantially by inobservable, obviously virtual particles. Such picture unequivocally contradicts concept of infinite divisibility or fractal theory, which predicate that every one hadron can correspond to image models on each level of a matter, including a level of stars a Euro d micro sine plus. After decay, electron flying off, and a proton remains, as a set of N1 and D micro sine plus. Further, it is similar. Hence, despite huge expenses for elementary particle physics, for LHC and synchrofacitrons, physicists fail to understand plainly arrangement of atom world till now. Both at the first and now, they fill all by virtual particles. They are capable only to think up artificial, virtual patterns, models which very badly explain an essence of atom design. Protomotor of modern physics, Higgs boson is, most likely, purest fiction, swindle of the century, since real protomotor is Planck's elementary quantum. Quarks and hadrons are kept by the specific forces generated by exchange of special particles without mass, gluons, which are also carriers of light, their number is equal to 8. According to theories with spontaneous disturbance of continuous symmetry group, Goldstone bosons are bosons with zero weight and zero spin. We can see again, there are particles both gluons and bosons without Massachusetts. It is a deceit. It is lie. Where is physics? Here the example of a train of thought and logic, or what is more likely full absence thereof. Gordon L. Kane, Ph.D. Physics expert in particle physics, the professor of physics of University of Michigan, Wieskopf Prize winner. He studies ways of check and expansion of standard model of particle physics. Kane is engaged in Higgs fields and supersymmetric expansion of standard model, and also comparison theoretical and experimental cosmology data. In 1687, Isaac Newton wrote in well-known Principia, a euro omnis is the measure of substance which is proportional to density and volume a euro. Such basic definition quite suited scientists within two centuries. Modern view in mass is much more complex than Newton's definition and is based on standard model. In basis of this model is mathematical function which is called Lagrangian and describes interaction of various particles. According to the theory, elementary particles get mass, interacting with the Higgs quantum field saturating whole universe. value and calculated using Lagrangian ideally suits for mass value in any physics equations without an exception. Unlike protons and neutrons, such elementary particles, as quarks and electrons, are indivisible. Whence they take rest, mass is the key riddle of an origin of a Massachusetts. According to the modern physics theory, mass of fundamental particles is a result of its interaction with Higgs field. But why this field is present everywhere at the universe? Why on a universe scales its field intensity is not equal to zero, like an electromagnetic field? What is Higgs field? Higgs field is a quantum field. Here there is nothing to surprise, any elementary particle is quantum of corresponding quantum fields. The electromagnetic field is quantum field too, and an elementary particle of it is a photon. So Higgs field is no more mysterious than electronium light for all that it has three special features. Feynman diagrams represent interaction between Higgs boson and other particles. The diagram shows emission or absorption of Higgs boson by a particle of type of a quark or electron. Scientists could find out Higgs bosons which should be at least 120 times heavier than a proton, for example, by means of large electron-positron collider, LEPC, in CERN. However, there was not a success to register till now. All data will well be accorded with the theory only if some interactions of particles with lightest Higgs boson, and if it is not heavier than 200 of masses of a proton. However, till now we cannot say how much types of Higgs fields exist. Though the standard model demands that all masses of elementary particles have been caused only by one Higgs field, time has come to replace it with better theory. The key applicants for the role of the latter are the extensions of standard model known as supersymmetric standard model SSM. Under these extensions, each particle of standard model has so-called superpartner, which is not found as yet, with closely similar properties. This is some sort of type of schizophrenia. How electron can emit and absorb Higgs boson being 1836 times less than proton and 220,000 times less than Higgs boson, which is 120 times heavier than a proton. This is the same as, for example, electron has absorbed or has given birth to atom similar to atom of tin or antimony. Or the photon has absorbed atom. Today this is proprietary method of world physics. In former times it was considered that the big and complex thing consists of small and more simple one. Today all, in the contrary, the small thing consists of big things. It is all incorrectly. Actually they have constructed this expansive toy CERN to dream up and to confuse the world absolutely. All elements they have received are artifacts created at huge speeds, extremely shortly living elements, 10 to 11s, which do not exist and never existed in the universe. These all are casual designs, lifeless and absolutely senseless experiments. The same affairs are with quarks. They are hypothetical. They do not exist in the nature. As quite right the physicist D.A.Schrödinger wrote in the Book of Riddles of Microcosma, 1973, that modern physicists do not search, but try to create all new particles. In the end of the book she writes, whether it is possible to identify quark form of a matter with proton matter, or to consider that quarks, in turn, consist of heavier particles. But, in this case the very elementary particle would have infinite weight. Whether it is absurdity. But, in this way of full absurdity CERN searches today for this Higgs boson, which is obvious fake. It cannot exist by definition. In this connection, this sensation, that new magnate and philanthropist of a science Yuri Milner hero and over the greatest in the world award for achievements in fundamental physics in 2013 to British physicists Stephen Hawking and group of CERN scientists under the direction of which at LHC new elementary particle, which is Higgs boson according to many signs, was found out a hero. It seems so, that why Milner's fund is created and financed under shadow schemes specially by those who wishes to boost by means of money rating of this nonsense started at the LHC, which cost is more than $10 billion sign. Not by means of proofs which are not exist and cannot be, but by means of money. Derisive and unscrupulous attempts. If earlier, about 50 years ago, in the USSR was more or less independent physics, including elementary particles physics, today, as well as in genetics, all is common, universal, both thoughts, and the scientific press, both estimations, and awards. If earlier all elementary particles have been strictly systematized according to mass, from a photon to an hyperon, 2586 me, the small Soviet encyclopedia, today they do not have systematization at all. It is full arbitrariness. Whether it is crisis, isn't it? Whether this is degeneration? How the mass can be a result of interaction. How a mass can be got. Mass is most fundamental, most important property of a matter. The mass is inherent in a matter initially. There is no matter without Massachusetts. Now, there is no mass, it was cancelled and replaced with mathematical abstract nonsense, a Lagrangian monster. This Lagrangian also is substitution of real physical quantity for its mathematical, abstract expression. There is magnetic Lagrangian too and a heap of others. As well as by Einstein, only tensors instead of physics. How a Higgs field exists in vacuum universe. What physical nature of this field? Clearly, that all this is not physics, not a real processes. This is not the theory. This is a madhouse. This was written by a well-known physicist in a delirium. Higgs mechanism is a mechanism of emergence of gauge field mass owing to spontaneous broken symmetry. How the mass can emerge. What means it physically? In what kind it appears? From what it arises? Who will answer? Einstein's energy formula, by the way, this is the formula of great J.J. Thompson, that is product of a mass and square of the speed is interpreted not correctly, it means only that the mass at such speed has such energy. And all. And to interpret it, as a direct equivalent of mass and energy is not correct, since it turns out, that energy can exist separately from mass. Therefore, it is obvious, if something has energy, something means has also mass. That is the equivalent of mass should not substitute or cancel the mass itself. But today well-known Einstein's, more correctly of great D.D. Thompson, formula is interpreted so. Dn, Planck's all elementary quanta. The photon has a Massachusetts. And neutrino has a mass. But in your in tables neutrino has no mass, as well as a photon has no mass too. And if neutrino has no mass, what then rushes on open space of the universe? There is no mass, but movement is. This is another nonsense. It is deemed that neutrino energy is not less than 0.28 eV, what corresponds to mass nearby 5×10⁻³⁷ kilograms. By the way, 100 billions these particles fall on each square centimeter of the surface of the Earth every second. This is a limited and free energy source. It is probable that N. Tesla used it already when he showed public how electric car motor work. Hence, the law of conservation of energy is the mass conservation law. After all, Planck has deduced his constant investigating thermal radiation of the black body. That is, heat irradiation is a photon emission, thermal, infrared photons mass radiation. After all, each photon, including any heat photon, carries mass circa 4×10⁻³⁶ kilograms. That all is easy to verify, if to measure mass of a bulb before switching on and after switching off, and thus to calculate how much light and heat photons the bulb has given out for a certain time interval and then to correlate it with the consumed energy. Higgs fields in the quantum theory are hypothetical scalar fields cooperating with gauge fields without breach of gauge symmetry of field equations. They are offered by P. Higgs in 1964. It is supposed that in the basic, lowest, power state which corresponds to physical vacuum, the average Xn is not zero, that leads to spontaneous breach of gauge symmetry of described system states, see spontaneous breach of symmetry. Thus the particles corresponding to gauge fields can get to Massachusetts. Interaction with Xn can serve also as the mechanism of formation of massive leptons and quarks. That all is delusion-like fantasy. Masses do not arise from nothing and do not disappear to nowhere. They only are transformed, change the structure. But all scientists are silent. They all are indulging in this outrageous breach of all limits, as well as in biology they all indulge in evolutionism lie and Erasmus. They all have not their own opinion, conscience, they have not believed in God already for a long time. About such scientists the ingenious poet and the romanticist of 20th century B.B. Vysotsky also sang, all of you are chemists and there is no fear of God in you. That's it, absence of any morals, absolute dishonesty and inspirituality, negation of the obvious facts of the wisest, most complicated world arrangement, belief in a case, in fluctuation, in bifurcation in herds of monkeys, also allows them to make such obscenity. Besides, today nuclear science physicists of the world have found for themselves one entertainment, they are trying to receive, and sometimes receive, superb the elements which are not present in Mendeleev's table. Physicists synthesized for the first time 117 filaments of the Mendeleev's table and could authentically have recorded 6 events of a birth of atomic nucleus of 117 filament, and have filled the still now empty place in Mendeleev's table between 116th and 118th filaments, as the head of experiment academician Juryagin Essayan said. Juryagin Essayan, the academician, the hypothesis of island of stability has been put forward still in the late 60s. Attempts to receive superimity elements in many large laboratories of the world were unsuccessful. In Dubna, in the beginning of 2000th years, experiments on synthesis of superimity elements have begun, and they have really been received. The hypothesis became a reality. We have reached stability island, where time of a life of particles really sharply increases, about 1 second, that is, stability is so strongly raised that it is possible even to study chemical properties of these elements. All that promotes development of knowledge of an atomic nucleus structure. This opens a way to create elements' long livers. The knowledge expands borders of scientific knowledge concerning the further existence of a material world. Synthesis of 117 filament has no applied value yet. Most likely, this area has no applied value as a whole. It is clear initially that the more mass, the less stability of a nucleus. There are no preconditions for that a stability island has any physical basis. But researches are being done that won't get us nowhere. This next deadlock direction. But who has chosen it? Who is to profit from it? Just for fun, so to say. By the way, about those matter. Wikipedia, in 2000, group of Harvard University scientists has managed to bring the light to a full stop, having directed it on Bose-Einstein-rubidium condensate. Until recently, the least officially registered spot of light was hardly more than 60 km/h, through sodium at temperature a circumflex accent 270 to a degree sine C. In 2010, for the first time it has been received Bose-Einstein a condensate of photons. How it is all to understand? At U, as well as at Einstein, the spot of light is invariable. The same is with key constant of relativity theory. This is a basic of your universe. As it turned out, it can be finished to zero, and photons can be collected in a box. But, photon does not have a mass. Under your books, you are simply lost. All turns over upside down. All floats. All is scattered. You did not change speed of light. No. You have changed speed of a photon movement, as particle. In general, to read it is simply a shame. One absurdity is imposed in another. An absurdity interference. And these waves have overflowed the world. Thus, D.I. Mendeleev's ingenious prediction about a zero column in his table, about a spectrum of elementary particles, since a world fundamental principle, particles DNA into transitive element Y, as which it is possible to understand electron or a proton, has completely found confirmation. He has understood it even before opening of the first elementary particle, electron, when at all there was no representation, how the atom is arranged. It testifies to his genius, about his understanding of a world arrangement, about his huge ambition. And those who has not brought in a science a thousandths of that D.I. Mendeleev has made, today throughout this basic and major methodological column from his table being people of primitive thinking and at full absence of conscience, they only also can distort, forge, fabricate fables, and using protection of dark, but rich mighty of this world, persistently to extend this stuff all over scientific world. 6. Gravitonium and gravitation, since the growth of ml frequency there is also an increase in their energy, that, probably, energy of gravitational waves, at their frequency hardly more 1019 should be approximately 10 times more of gamma rays energy. Most likely, it should be really big energy, since it have to keep, as on a rope, huge masses of planets about the sun, and in the earth to keep being all there. It is serious energy. But, today this question is confused so, that nothing at all can be understood. Absolutely anything. This is physics of 21st century. They do not know anything, neither their frequency, nor energy, neither speed of distribution, nor sources, physical sense of gravitation. Whether it is a shame. Whether it is the special policy of absurdity. So matters stand in the fundamental physics. Today it's all is reduced to an absurdity, gradation of elementary particles, their sense and concept of mass of a body and essence of gravitation about which Newton spoke in detail and clearly. But, they have thrown out also Newton which has clear and simple law of gravitation. They simply outraged upon great Newton and his clear and functioning law of gravitation. It is obvious that the gravitation nature is similar to force of a prayer, when many sacred, in particular great Orthodox Saint Seraphim of Sarov, was soaring over the earth during his act of praying. There are very much similar facts, it is impossible to denounce, if, of course, a scientist wishes to be impartial. These facts clearly testify that the nature of a gravitational field of gravitation forces has the same physical nature, as well as the prayer, that is subtle nature. Once this phenomenon is not understood yet, it is possible to give a number of weighty arguments and logic reasons concerning gravitation. The approach and the logic of Riassonings, as it seems to me, should be as follows. In the one hand, gravitation should be such fundamental, widespread, mass, obvious property of a matter, as the light, the sun and other hot sources, fire, a filament that is in an extreme state of substance, emit large quantity of light. Gravitation is inherent in bodies in a usual state. While light photons provide universal illumination. Because atom has enormous number of light photons, providing electromagnetic interaction between electrons and nucleus. They already initially are in atom, and it is necessary to entice them from there. It makes through excitation of atoms, including and nuclear reactions. As analogy to light, it is possible to assume that gravitational waves, these particles, their carriers should be an atom and carry out their any regular, important job, for example, providing strong interaction and deduction of nucleons together, and the main thing, they should be long-living, as well as photons. It only protons or its pairs or electron-positron pairs. About it further. In the other hand, it is necessary to apply method of analogies to true search and to try to present gravitation, in the form of actually unique suitable analog, magnetic interaction of subjects. The essence of magnetic interaction is a presence in atoms of elementary magnetic dipoles possessing magnetic moment, product of a magnetic charge in distance between poles. Magnetic dipoles are structured in the magnetic domains divided by domain walls. In an external magnetic field there is a synchronization of domains of a subject so that its domains turn in a direction opposite to an external field and the subject is drawn to an external magnet. That is, in magnets domains have been synchronized at manufacturing, and in a subject of its entering into a magnetic field. Thus, it is represented that magnetic power lines are in essence the structured streams magnetic TM particles, quanta, of certain intensity, that is have material filling, have the carrier. And, besides, the important characteristic of the magnetic phenomena is possibility magnetic polarity reversal bodies, that is its trigger character. It is important and consequently, as in gravitation this phenomenon is also the gravitational moments of bodies too can and should, as the trigger, to vary, that is not to be drawn, and to make a start, that is connected with objectively observable phenomena of anti-gravitation. It seems so, as in a case with gravitation in bodies, in weights should be, are obliged simply, gravitational dipoles, and M. And gravitational domains which are synchronized by an external gravitational field and are directed to it in antiphase, domains of atoms of the earth are synchronized by the sun gravitational field, and domains of subjects on the earth are synchronized by a field of the earth. Clearly, that time the sun and the earth are drawn, these streams and fields are opposite on a sign, is visible for the reason that stronger field of the sun so focuses a field of the earth. It, as the magnet focuses magnetic domains of that metal subject which to it have brought. That is, unlike a stream of photons, gravitation has polarity, that, M. It is connected with spin nucleus radiating them. And stronger field so forces them to orient. Similarly, the Earth focuses backs of nucleus of subjects on it and consequently they are drawn, instead of make a start. Frequency of gravitational waves then is not measured till now by a science, and not understood to. Probably, a big energy is necessary for mutual attraction of the sun and the planets which are on huge distances. In this plan big interest represents property quadrupole moments of nucleus. In modern representations, a Eurofilcher's quadrupole moments of nucleus have formed the basis for the rotational model of knot spherical nucleus offered by American physicist L. J. Rainwater, 1950, and developed in W. of the Danish physicist Otto Borthe and American physicist B. Modelson. According to this model, the nucleus represents elliptic rotations. Its big, A1, and small, A2, semi-axes are expressed through deformation pyramid or B-nucleus by ratio. For rotational model of not spherical nucleus, the scheme similar to quantization of movement of a two nuclear molecule with identical spinless by nucleus is accepted. The rotary moment of nucleus of such molecule concerning its center of gravity is always perpendicular to symmetry axes, a line connecting nucleuses. In connection with occurrence of physically allocated direction, symmetry axes ellipsoid, the projection of the moment of rotation of each of particles to this axis is saved. Essential line of rotational model of not spherical nucleus, a combination of rotation of all nucleus, as whole, with movement of separate nucleons in not spherical potential field. Thus it is supposed that rotation of all nucleus, that is not spherical potential whole, occurs slowly enough rather to speed of movement of nucleons A. It creates a Euro-hope moment of a nucleus inertia Euro. Interaction quadrupole moment of a nucleus with electric field of a crystal or molecule leads to occurrence various in energy of nucleus states corresponding to different orientations nuclear aback concerning symmetry axes of crystal or molecules. The number resolved nuclear orientations is defined nuclear magnetic momentum connected with spin of a nucleus, and it is equal to I plus 1, where I, spin quantum number of a nucleus. The lowest in energy level responds such orientation of a nucleus, at which positive charge in oblate or acrylic nucleus places close to most density of negative charge in an electronic environment of this nucleus. Resonant absorption of electromagnetic field energy caused by quantum transitions between the levels of energy connected with nuclear orientations, called nuclear quadrupole resonance. Perhaps, this property of nucleus with the directed rotary moment, with certain orientation of nucleus gravitational dipoles, with certain frequency of rotation, and, accordingly, also represent radiations. This radiation also creates gravitational potential and gravitational radiation. If this orientation under the influence of an external gravitational field, which has electromagnetic nature, can change the direction, then this model can quite suit under the description of the mechanism of gravitation. It is necessary to calculate frequency of this radiation only. Time in the nature of effects of antigravitation is not enough, practically is not present. It is necessary to assume that the spectrum of frequencies to be out of known, and fastest, above known frequencies and fastest, to be four-scale radiation. Positively that all conditions in this model, as it is represented, are observed. And in the Earth areas are known, in particular in Crimea, where there is an antigravitation and cars get uphill without engine. Here there, in depth, fastest, these moments, this orientation of nucleus, has a direction opposite to regular. It is necessary to measure simply there these polarized waves of gravitation, but, in what frequencies? Further, if to adhere to that logic, that gravitation are streams of already known particles from long-living particles, except photons is only electrons and protons. That is the list of applicants if smallest, if, of course, gravitation is based on them. But, maybe, and most likely, it is new long-living elementary particles, type of strong photons. Thus at once it is clear that the gravitation nature to electromagnetic, since other physical processes in the nature are not present, and all mechanical moments in atoms are all the same reduced to the electromagnetic. The inverted exclamation point 16 euro. Probably, that the fireball also represents only a huge cluster in diameter of 10 cm and more from electron-positron plasmas. Most likely this is specific, in special the structured form powerful scale of quantum, gravitation quantum, from section A quantum heat power engineering. But, it is not clear, whether change of a direction of a gravitational field is a necessary condition in this model, and how to mark this radiation, what its frequency. Also there is it in principle, or it is an erroneous way. The micro sign plus conceals in itself still huge riddles and the huge latent reserves. But, to whom it is necessary today? But, there are also others, even more worthy candidates for the role graviton proton pairs. The author E.B. Serga speaks about it in A Uniform Theory of Vacuum and Substance. He said a lot of interesting. He considers Euro on a clear pairs Euro operon proton Euro are radiators and receivers of quanta of gravitational energy. The distance IG between gravitational poles in position of static balance is defined as fundamental length. It is analog cone and lengths of a wave I equals ha double o quote m. At absorption and radiation of quanta of gravitational energy there is a distance change between gravitational poles and, accordingly, energy of a gravitational field of nuclear pair. Thus, gravitational poles of nuclear pairs make fluctuations concerning position of static balance. Thought, of course, is interesting. But whether there are such pairs in nucleus? Atomic physicists do not write about it. Can an end is not present in a reality, in atoms in their usual state in relation to position of static balance A. It is amazing that today, in 21st century, possessing huge data, techniques, accelerators, scientists, physicists have found till now neither gravitons, nor their source, to the physics of process. It suggests all, why is it become specially? Specially the question does not care, the necessary experiments, including on anti-gravitation are not put. High road of physics goes to other way. What for? Yes, in order that we have never found out how the world is actually wisely arranged, then space is really filled. And to live more conveniently, more precisely to live. The modern official international physics cannot record gravitational waves in the Earth's proceeding from a gravitational field, and try to catch them from space. And in the Earth they are not present, whether that. And objects, especially massive than that, do not radiate. And in what frequencies they are going to do? And in what frequencies the modern physics searches for gravitation? Here, in Pioneer Webber era trademark S experiment, the aerial was aluminium cylinder of 2 m length and 1 m diameter suspended in steel wires, resonant frequency of the aerial made 1660 Hz. This is probably not enough. And here project LIGO in which they measured gravitation on frequencies of an order only 200 Hz. Well, is it reasonable to make, in advance doomed to failure, experiments? Einstein made a mistake in this question. Same it is obvious. He does not have UFO, there is no anti-gravitation. Equally, as they are not present and at Russian, and American and European, the official physics. For this physics, since times of the atheists of Bolsheviks, there are either no levitation, or miracles, there is no also a huge assembly of Russian Christian sacred, there is no Saint Seraphim of Sarov, either Sergii of Radnes or Asversky, Spirit and Trinovitsky, Esbiritsky, Sacred Monks of Kiev Petersky Monastery, Sacred Patriarchs, since times of the baptizing of Russia by Sacred Prince Vladimir. There is not the Christianity, not Jesus Christ, there is no all centuries old layer of Russian Christian European and Orthodox Russian culture do not exist, anything. Is not present either churches, or monasteries. And what is? There is a poor materialistic outlook, there are corpulent herds of monkeys which have captivated all world, and not only scientific and which, as cannot turn to the person generous Western grants and trips to Europe and America to colleagues on atheism, and set on mutual projects, and handshake of hands, awards and symposiums etc., etc. It, and as, precisely as great satirist Arakin, you respect me, I respect you. I and you both are respectable people, and they have enough of it. It's simply a shame. The shame is no time great sacred Russia which was kept away on worry and desecration to the Western rich persons, enemies of Christianity, to Freemasons and to Jews. And today it is given to Islamites for desecration. Gravitational waves are not caught. In Germany near Hanover here a 7th year works huge interferometer, the device under name GEA-600. In scales it concedes scandalous Hadron Collider only a little. By means of interferometer physicists have intention to catch so-called gravitational waves, what should exist, if to believe conclusions of the theory of the relativity of Einstein. They, such ripples of a fabric of spacetime which are obliged to arise from any cataclysms in the universe like explosions of supernova. Like circles on water from a pebble. But, if there is no filling, the ripples, whence undertake? If the lake has dried up and there is no water, waves, whence undertake? Wikipedia. 2. One of advantages of the loop quantum gravity theory is naturalness, which gives explanation of standard model of physics of elementary particles. According to this theory, space and time consist of discrete parts. These small quantum spaces are connected by certain way with each other so in small time scales and lengths they create motley, discrete structure of space, and in the big scale smoothly pass in continuous smooth space-time A. No. Without tears this delirium to read not probably. From what discrete cells your fabric euro a space and timia euro is with? Whence they? What is it? You for a long time, have cancelled an ether, you have cancelled space and universe filling. It is empty under your textbooks. And they, these physicists teach us to the physics. They contradict to themselves continually, stumble on each step, as a blind horse. Unless it is shame. This is a motley picture of lies. Or still the newest area, supergravitational or supersymmetric gravitation theory, that is the theory of gravitation of Einstein for such system of material fields, for k plenty takes place invariancy concerning transformations idle time, n equals 1, or expanded, n is greater than 1, supersymmetry. Popular in the physics of high energy supersymmetric phenomenological models contain the inverted exclamation point as the important component helping, in particular, to carry out spontaneous breach of supersymmetry. At last, theory the inverted exclamation point possesses internal beauty, and is closely connected with the theory of superstrings. Paradox. Not having understood with gravitation, they already undertook supergravitation. It is really a lot of beauty in chatter. The sense is not present, and the beauty is. And so is in all. Also it is a shame both it is sad. And it is opposite. 7. Physics. Replacement of Newton-era trademark S classical physics by Einstein-era trademark S general theory of relativity. About vacuum and an ether. Point. Question of an ether the extremely difficult. The first. The previous reasonings show that all radiations do not demand for the distribution of environment. And particles easy fly in space, as in vacuum. The second, the analysis of whole EML spectrum and particles has shown that EML range comes to an end in gamma radiation and by increase of frequency radiation turns to dense mass of electron. It is possible to assume only what is quite probable for support of the extremely necessary continuous processes of interconversions in atoms and nucleus of all atoms in the universe. In space there is, as though an unlimited reserve of spare parts in the form of electrons, or electron-positron pairs, or the key thing, as it to find out and prove. In the 20th century idea that the vacuum consists of electron law advanced by Dirac, I will try to describe new representation about physical vacuum. According to these new representations, the vacuum is not emptiness in which is nothing. It is filled by enormous quantity of electrons, being in a status with negative energy which can be considered as a certain oceanero. Theories of an ether adhered such geniuses of a science as Enkazirev and Tesla which experiences already 100 years nobody, to repeat, and to understand that not in a status. The citation from N. Tesla's lecture to electrical engineering students at Columbia College on May 20, 1891 Lecture A. The nature keeps infinite energy in the universe. The eternal receiver and the transmitter of this infinite energy, an ether. The recognition of existence of an ether, as well as functions which it carries out, one of the major results of modern scientific research is that Newton gave to an ether important backbone value. He, as has ingeniously formulated the universal gravitation law, having defined that the source of gravitation and its physical sense is connected only with weight of bodies. Einstein removed an ether out of the nature of the phenomena, and in gravitation has left in pure mathematical scholasticism and abstraction, having replaced Newton's clear physical concepts in a bent spacer, the truth, without any filling. And speed of gravitational waves is not defined, but limited, as well as speed of all other waves, a speed of light. That is, he does not have physics in physics of all most important phenomena, electromagnetic waves and their propagation in gravitation. About last experiences at Large Hadron Collider. They had recorded speed of neutrino which is more than speed of light. But, since it pulls down the official physics and Einstein's theory these results announced at once suspicious and erroneous. As it turned out, that charwoman touched a socket by mop. There was not one, but 1,000 experiences. Whether it is a shame. Here, such science in the world and such scientists. And about mathematics Einstein in gravitation better and not to begin. And has thought that the space is bent. You ponder upon this phrase. Space which has no neither fillings, nor the physical nature he has curved. How the space vacuum can be curved, if it is absolute degenerated and absolutely empty. How it is possible to bend what is not present, what has no what physical filling has no neither density, nor environments. It is purely virtual. There is no even an ether. It is the pure scholasticism, purely speculative construction, mathematics without sense. Einstein-era trademark as vacuum, empty, without a matter, the space-time possessing elastic properties. In 1915 Albert Einstein has deduced the equations describing gravitational interactions through curvature of space of events. It means that the massive body curves space-time round itself. For there are two objective realities, space-time that the continuum and a matter shows. Presence of a matter in an existential continuum curves it. If the matter was not, such existential continuum would be pseudo-Euclidean. Spatio-Euroid is an example, even the sample, pure scholasticism and demagogy. To mystification of a century, with Einstein the set of scientific jobs is devoted direct exposure, and in them there is no sense to stop. In the official physics it is considered that A is similar, and for other particles it is possible to enter representation about vacuum as about the lowest power status of fields of these particles. By consideration of cooperating fields by the vacuum name the lowest power status of all system of this field. It is fair and for other physical fields, interaction in the quantum theory of a field, result of an exchange in quanta of a field A. Extremely vaguely. To understand it is impossible. That is the naming space empty, vacuum, there and then say, that there is weeding, there are fields of particles A, there an exchange in field quanta A. Whether this slyness? Whether it is falsity? And who, at last, from all cohort of physicists of the world will explain, what such field? The paradox turns out, the field is, and its material carriers do not exist. That is, the field exists out of the carrier, without the carrier. That's it in it, in this open and unattractive slyness in essence modern, and in many respects corrupt physics. Today there is no physical sense and logic. Today is physics any more paradoxes, and the physicist of absurdities. And the reason is simple, they have thrown out for a long time the most important, strongest, most accessible tool of knowledge of the world in a dustbin, they have thrown out logic. And logic, the science about consistency of judgments, and if scientist, has specially thrown out this tool and has any world designs in the form of absurd constructions, type of vacuum without vacuum, energy without carriers, a matter without a matter, creation without ideas and thoughts, only powerful streams and bifurcations and fluctuations, as a unique perennial spring of all process of the universe. Question, so an ether exists or not? These questions so are difficult, and so are basic, that demand the most serious substantiations and proofs. And opinion of authority is important, but it cannot replace proofs. Arguments are necessary. It is possible to argue and so, the world ether, the world of thoughts of the person, consciousness processes, processes of cognitive activity of the shower of the person is all phenomena of one nature. If to start with this message it is possible to come to the following. I had written to a new article about genomes, as about program products. I mentioned there also of F.M. Arsenevich Lieberman's works, Doctor of Biology, Candidate of Physics and Mathematics Science, Institute of Information Transfer Problems of the Russian Academy of Sciences, the winner of the State Award of the USSR who has shown presence at the person of the quantum wave computer, and about similar works of German biophysics Fritz Albert Popp. In this area Professor B.B. Gary's works also. A. Lieberman's these ingenious ideas have been excellent confirmed by award in 2012 of the Nobel Prize of Physics to Serge Haroche and David J. Wineland for the Eurobreaking experiment methods which have made possible to measure of separate quantum systems and manage the Euro. Researches of Professor Stuart Tamarock from branch of anesthesiology and psychology of Arizona University, the director of the Center of Studying of Consciousness, have proved that the human brain is a quantum computer, and our consciousness is its software, and so is the information which has been saved up at quantum level. The quantum information cannot be destroyed, and after body is dead this information merges into the universe. S. Hamaroth and his colleague, Roger Penrose, well-known British physicist and mathematician of the Oxford, have developed the quantum theory of consciousness. They specified also carriers of this consciousness which are located inside neutron albuminous microtubules which have had earlier role of armature. Namely these tubules also accumulate and process the information. This is a break. All mentioned testifies only one, each person has a computer working on quantum principles, that is on states of quanta A, 0, A and O 1 A, as well as any computer. Quanta or elementary quanta, or quantum state of any particle consisting of quanta of Planck. In quanta as carriers of unit of the information, also our brain works, all the images long at cognitive activity are formed for the bill of their coding by special programs of zero length units in a brain or in a soul. Straining thoughts, trying something to present in a head, we start programs of formation of images from zero length units which programming product, in turn, is, that is long process of training, since diapers. In a binary code, probably, memory is arranged also. In this principle the soul of the person which stores all information in the person in the form of a binary, quantum matrix also is arranged. Yes. as monkeys here also does not smell, as thought and memory elements, in any way is not located in a head, in a brain. We too can count up approximate structure of a person's soul, as sets of these elementary data carriers, but already using on image of Plantura a trademark as elementary quanta. The weight on of a person's soul is circa 20 gram. Then, if soul and memory carriers, that is carriers of unit of the information, element base is planned to your trademark S quantum will make 2x1048 units, divide 20x 10 to 3 kilograms by 7.36x 10 to 51 kilograms. If for memory unit, for a data carrier to take neutrino, that, knowing its mass, circa 5x 10 euro 37 kilograms, their general number will make an order 4x1034 units. If to take, as a data carrier formation of type of a light photon their general number will make circa 5x1033 units, miles per hour equals 4 on 10 to 36 kilograms. That is, this huge number, quite sufficient for support of all possibilities of the person in cognitive activity, and in memory. Then, what can be ether? Yes, and for what is necessary? Quite probably, what is it the education similar to an essence of soul of the person, that is the certain, huge, dimensionless set of any educations from plan to your trademark as elementary quantum type either standing photons, or units of the smaller or big sizes. But, its purpose is not absolutely clear. Here, if to speak about paradise or the hell here purpose is obvious, this place of a final haven of souls of deceased people were and to be created the supreme injustice the divine court over people. Probably, this and that place where the Creator formed souls for all live on a planet the Earth, for their investment in the born person, that and provides further to the person in his slash her development, including and in a womb of mother, both all his slash her spiritual and sincere properties and qualities. Relativistic concept in the physics, most likely, is not well founded. The world is arranged according to another, classical principles of Galileo Galilei and Isaac Newton about absoluteness of space and time. The world has in the basis of the God of the Creator, instead of Hibbs Boson, the Creator of all real, all a visible and invisible, and materialistic concepts of the universe are simply ridiculous and suit, unless, for hominids, macaques and a chimpanzee, that is for atheists. 8. About substitution strong the world of the general direction of scientific thought they have replaced, in the physics, clear, classical physics of Newton and Maxwell, in relativistic physics Einstein, in which there is no world ether and all the speed long are limited by velocity of light, in chemistry, a basic, classical periodic table and D.I. Mendeleev's law on counterfeit, having excluded a zero column with proto-element Dn, as with base, bare, basic, pervasive element, in biology, live and absolutely, invariable from the date of creation the flora and fauna world, created by the God in constantly changing, self-appeared and constantly evolving without the reasons and mechanisms, at will of a simple case the world of Darwin, classical, fundamental genetics and biologists on completely false both absurd evolutionary genetics and biology, in philosophy, the philosophical concepts based on true and firmness of principles of the universe with the divine basis, moral principles, principles of morals and the behavior given to the people by the God in revelations, in relative truths, in principles of a pragmatism, expediency which everyone living can get from the feeble-minded brains itself. In culture, the true, traditional culture showing and reflecting all difficultly past beauty and harmony of this divine world, beauty and a high of the person in his slash her feelings, bringing up calling people to kindness, to mercy, compassion on pity fakes, abstraction, absurdity, in so-called modern art, this meaning of nasty thing, blasphemy, immorality and in spirituality, leaders of the person in the world of platitude, a pornography, defect and degradation. They have changed, more precisely, have changed all true human values, kindness, mercy, compassion, tolerance, mutual aid, honoring and respect of parents in a family, value and firmness of a family, as basis of all life of mankind, as places of education of children to true and the truth, families, as small church on false, such, as vital success, career, material welfare, pride, rigidity and even cruelty, an immense pursuit of pleasures, consumership, disrespect for seniors. From here instead of family protection there was a protection of the rights of the child, millions abortions, murders. One is necessary to them in a planet only a gold billion. In world outlook, all correct attitude of the person based on understanding by him slash her of peculiar and affinity to the Father, to the Founder, to the God Creator, with the hope in it both favor and the help, with fear about terrible court and the future life that cleared up and supported in people the main quality of the person has slash her conscience and morals, in atheism and blasphemy, cave materialism, dishonesty, immorality, in spirituality and immorality. The true meaning of the life of the person, to live on precepts divine, to remain the person reasonable, safely to go on court divine and to get kingdom of heaven, have changed for an impetuous pursuit of elusive well-being and reception of a maximum of vicious pleasures. The person which has slash her special role in the world, found it in a role of the zealous owner of a planet about what great Russian Orthodox scientist M.P. Lomonosov wrote, in an impetuous predator and the blighter of the nature, the blighter of the own house. Both these changes and substitutions they have managed to drag worldwide, to introduce and in Russia, setting the fashion and an orientation to all directions of the scientific researches, all directions of ideology and culture, using, practically unlimited financial possibilities and attachment and weakness of the person to all world, to glory and pleasures. They have got a false idea, that can cancel the founder of the world, the God of the Creator. These over-rich madmen, the financial lords of the world, confidently conduct mankind in a precipice, approaching day of the apocalypse. Fools! You are the first who become a victim of the apocalypse, you are the first who will go on court divine, you the first will be condemned, and your gold bags cannot help you. Yes. Money has eclipsed for a long time reason. Fruits of this vile replacement and substitution each person of the planet not simply sees today, but also an interior feels every day and each hour, choking in this atmosphere of rotting, defect, corruption and immorality. Summary. 1. It is shown that a quantum being has the basic category of wave and nuclear processes, processes in quantum physics of a field it is not understood by modern physics. It is shown that the quantum is the structured stream of elementary quanta of Planck, elementary particles ADNA DI Mendeleev, who has ingeniously foreseen their presence and omniscience. 2. All material world also consists of Planck's these elementary quanta, including all EML, electromagnetic fields and elementary particles, since neutrino, electron etc. Hence, EML nature, electromagnetic field and elementary particles is treated today by official physics not correctly. Accents are put not there. And it is essential. 3. All modern physics goes on a false way, an absurdity and deceit way to treatment of fundamental concepts and categories, such as quantum, weight, energy, a matter, gravitation. Instead of successes in the nuclear physics it is observed distortions, false treatments, artificial designing of virtual elements and principles of functioning of a nucleus and atom. There is a weighted not primary and main property of a matter, and it can already be got, as sausage in shop. **, backdowns p, and accident of occurring processes, and absence in them of the divine plan and his foresight. In January 20th, 2013 AD, Moscow, Russia.